there for a very prevalent mode of expectation, of messianic expectation. Only the Messiah could justify such a slaughter. Only the great good that would come now in the creation of the Messianic era, the redemption of the Jewish people, of the advancement of civilization, only it could make it worth the price. You will notice that that is a thread that runs through all society, all civilization. Whenever there is a great bloodletting, there is an attempt somehow to justify it. Abraham Lincoln said in the Gettysburg Address that we shall now highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. There is no greater curse in history than that a great slaughter should have occurred in vain, for no reason, for no purpose. And if somehow, therefore, the country or civilization or the group or the people would be advanced by the tragedy that happened, so we could somehow justify the tragedy. If, however, there is no gain whatsoever, I think that's part of the problem that still besets the United States when it looks back at the Vietnamese War, that 56,000 soldiers died for nothing. But what obviously now is clear that it was for nothing. It's not, there's no communist expansion, and and China is not the threat. I mean, what did we fight for? For whom? For what? For where? And therefore, that is a nagging sore in the American psyche. The one that we cannot answer. Whereas in other wars, at least we felt in the First World War was the war to end all wars, or the Second World War was the war for freedom, the war to destroy Hitler. But when there is no redeeming value to the sacrifice, then the sacrifice is an awful burden to bear. And here, that was the problem. The problem is, how were the Jewish people to bear such a bloodletting? Such a disaster. How is it to be explained? And it is that problem that allows us to understand the next great chapter in Jewish history that we will devote a number of lectures to, which is the rise of the false Messiah, Shabbosai Tzvi. Not only his rise, but his success, his inexplicable success. A success that logically has no basis, but its basis lies in these events, because of the fact that if somehow we could make Shabbosai Tzvi the Mashiach, then it was worth it. Then the price that we paid somehow was worth it. And therefore, as you can imagine, when good old Shabbosai Tzvi falls apart on us, then you have depression unmatched in Jewish history. It is the saddest time in Jewish history, and it is that depression that gives birth to all of the deviant movements in Judaism. It is that depression that still exists within us that is the hallmark of modern Jewish life. Modern Jewish life is basically depressed. And that depression is 300 years old. It didn't start today. So when we look at this period of time, 1648, 1649, the Gzeros Tach V'Tat, this revolution of Khmelnytsky, we, I think, have to see it in the perspective of what it has done to us. It loosed forces within the Jewish world that are still present, and it raised questions which have never been answered. And it left a burden which we have carried for 300 years and which we don't know where to dump. We don't know where to get rid of it. And therefore, historically, it is the watershed in Jewish history. It marks the beginning of this new time. And because of what happened, it also marks the beginning of less faith among the Jewish people. There are going to be more and more Jews who are willing to say, it's just not worth it anymore.